Morning. 7:37 a.m. Friday, September the 29th, 2017. Yeah, yesterday was just too rainy. And by the time it actually cleared off, it was too late in the day. Had too many other things going on. So this morning it's cold. It's a little raw because everything is still wet. Soggy. Streets have dried off, but there's still water running in the gutters from places where it hasn't completely run off yet. This is not typical Colorado weather. I'm bundled up, but I'm still cold. Apparently I'm not the only one. The work crew over here is all bundled up in sweatshirts and hoods. And I suspect they'll warm up as the day goes along, but a bit nippy. Hear the generators running, keeping the power tools going. So I wrote this morning. I was up at 4:30. I started writing. Got some words down. Not very many, but some. Some is wetter than none. I want some more breakfast. The kid got up and got ready to go to school. Go to work. And then had the rug yanked up. The rug yanked out from under her. And she discovered that one of her friends OD'd last night. So she's gonna stay home today. What's that smell? Smoke, I think. Honda with its rear view mirrors mounted forward on the front fenders, and they're painted bright red while the Honda itself is primer black. It's a very distinctive vehicle for those two reasons. It's also slung very low. It's definitely a low rider. Why, I don't know. It's very curious. It's a very odd looking car. I've seen it around town. But once you spot it, you can't unsee it. And having seen it once, I keep seeing it everywhere. It's sort of like feet. We have a delivery service here in town. I don't know if it's local or if it's a bigger franchise or what, but it's called Feet. And they carry a lot of medical supplies and reports and probably specimens, all kinds of stuff around town to the various medical establishments and laboratories and stuff. And then when I was taking the kid back and forth to school, we used to see these feet vans. Every single day we would see at least one, sometimes four or five. This is like 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. Feet. So we started spotting them, and then we started spotting them everywhere. Anytime we went out, there was always at least one feet van. So it wasn't unusual for us to be riding down the street and one over the other say, feet! It's sort of like, oh, geese, which I haven't seen any this morning, but apparently it is monarch butterfly migration season because our yard is full of butterflies, which is not a bad thing. It's just not a terrible thing. Across the street here so this guy can go. Butterflies. There are apparently origami butterflies all over Seattle. Warning of a catastrophe for today. Pictures of the Seattle skyline without the Space Needle, whatever it's called. Restaurant at the end of the universe or something. Anyway, so yeah. I carried a load of tension in my back again today. I'm not sure why. Other than I spent way too much time in the car for the last 2 days. Missing cat. That poster's still up. I wonder if they found a cat. Bird chirp action going on here. Looks like it's trying to burn off. The weather forecast calls for rain, more than rain this afternoon, so I'm not sure. Almost looks like there's blue sky peeking through the high clouds up here, but I can't tell if it's blue or gray or clouds or sky. I know the blue sky is up there somewhere. East, heading toward home, trying to decide what I want for breakfast. I had my first breakfast. I'm ready for my second breakfast. Kid got up and made hash and eggs for herself this morning. Not too many eggs the last couple days, so that's a problem. Can't have eggs today. And I don't have egg beaters, so that's out. Gonna have oatmeal. I could go around with a second round of toast, I suppose. Get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. Yes, that was glove slapping this morning. I got my gloves on. Probably don't need them anymore. So yeah, it's not quite 8 o'clock. I've had at least one breakfast so far this morning. I've done 25 push-ups. I've written some. I did at least one of my to-do list things today already. I don't know if you count the writing, that's two to-do list things. Count the walk, that's three. The talk, that's four. So yeah, today is off to a swimming start. I hope it's going to continue in the same vein. I'm going to practice the eating the live frog before breakfast technique. And probably do a little Pomodoro later. I'll try to get things percolating along. I went back through and did some more brush up in the last page or so before the beginning of the new writing. And that helped get me into the scene a little bit better, helped me visualize things a little more clearly. And got the words flowing. At least dribbling. Not exactly flowing yet, but at least dribbling. Oh. God, that's sore. The muscles between my shoulder blades. Probably from sitting hunched over, bad posture for too long. The last couple of days, squatting in the car. I really need a new desk chair. I'm too lazy to go out and get it because I don't want to put it together. I suppose I could order one put together from Office Depot and have it delivered. That would be the smart thing to do. Happy birthday to me. And I'm dreading next week's medical procedure. Not the procedure itself so much, because that's going to be good drugs and I will be feeling no pain. But the 12 hours before are going to be tedious. Yeah, well, I've postponed it this long. I can't postpone it any longer. It's not prudent. With any luck, I'll be around in 10 years to do it again. day at a time. Like in a good 12-step program. And today's off to a good start, so I really should feel better about it than I do. But there it is. What am I going to do today? I don't have to take the kid to work. I don't have to pick her up later. I don't have to take the other one anywhere. I've got enough food to make dinner tonight. I have to go to the store tomorrow. I may just have to write. What a terrible thing. I'll have the house a bit of peace later this morning. This might be an oatmeal morning. Are we lost? It's not fuel. Guy towing a pickup truck. Like, guy towing a pickup truck. Guy in a pickup truck towing a boat and trailer. And some sort of liquid was flowing out of the back of the boat. Now keep in mind, we're really at least 10 miles from the nearest lake, I think. So maybe it was water that built up because of the rain. I was walking across it. I thought, gee, I wonder if that's gas, but it didn't smell like gas, and I would have smelled it if it had been. It smelled as exhaust. I'm pretty sure I would have smelled it if it was gas running on the ground. It is. The sun is burning on, burning us right off. Look at that. Holy cow. That's pretty. There's a gray shield of overcast off to the east. But the sky above me is clearing up. Sun seems to be warming the atmosphere. And letting the clouds burn off a little bit. After so long, so many days of cursing the sun for feeling too hot. It feels good on my face because my face is cold. There's going to be more of that where that came from. It's going to get a lot colder before it gets a whole lot warmer. Today is Friday. Almost the last day of September. I've not accomplished what I set out to do this month. I haven't accomplished what I set out to do this year. You know what? That's the way it goes sometimes. In fact, that's the way it goes most of the time for me. And the reality is, if I hadn't set the goals, I wouldn't probably have achieved anything. So the fact that I've done something counts. And as my therapist points out here, I'm much better off celebrating what I've done rather than bemoaning what I haven't. I'm trying to get my gloves off. Because I'm almost back and I need my fingers to manipulate this phone. Because here I am. Not the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.